From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Karti Saki area, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their meeting focus solely on Syria. Mr. Putin was due to travel to Paris October 19th for a visit that would include inaugurating a new Russian Orthodox Church. A Kremlin spokesman says Mr. Putin is ready to meet with Mr. Hollande at a convenient time for the French leader, but Mr. Hollande says he is ready for talks only if they further peace. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russian-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. The Kremlin says it will reinstate the programs if the West lifts its Ukraine-related sanctions, NATO drops its presence in Europe to pre-2000 levels, and the U.S. Congress repeals an act that levels human rights sanctions on Russian officials. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. This is VOA News.